We're speaking to Shigio Yukawa. He is the manager of the overseas division at SanX. It's a Japanese company of merchandise and stationery. You also are the exporter of merchandise to other countries. How are you today?
Fine. Thanks, sir. And you?
I'm excellent.
That's good.
So I wanted to know, what did the company originally sell when it was founded in 1932?
In 1932, our company founded as the name of the Chida Handler, not as the name of SanX. At that time, we started our business with manufacturing the ordinary letter pads or the envelopes.
Okay.
For the daily use. So not with the characters.
Okay, just like flowers and things, or?
Yeah, really the orthodox ones. For only for the daily use. So maybe without no designs, only for the lines or something like that.
Oh, okay, okay.
Very simple one.
Yes. And I read that during the war, the company shut down for a while?
Yes, we did. So, maybe at around 2 or 3 years, we had to close the business during the war. So after the war, we restarted our business, you know. Maybe at the time also, we only dealing with the ordinary letter pads or envelopes or something like that.
So in the 70s, your name changed to SanX. Why did you change the name? Did it start doing the characters in the 70s? Why was there this change?
When we were doing our business with under the name of the Chida Handler, that we used the name of the SanX as a trademark of our product series. You know, so So when we changed the company names to the brand name, after the brand name SanX was more familiar with the customer at that time.
Oh, okay, it was simpler.
And we decided to change our name to Chida Handler to SanX at that time.
So when did the company start doing the cute characters?
First we started our business with the characters around 1970 or something like that. But at that time, so we didn't create our own characters. The first time, we bought some kind of licenses from another company to use their character.
Were they famous characters like Ultraman, or was it just...
No. That's
Snoopy?
Some kind of maybe you know the character was Marudiro.
No, I don't think I do know that character.
Maybe that's a US character or something like that. We bought the character at that time, not from the Japan.
Oh, okay. Interesting. So when did you start creating your own characters, the company?
Maybe at around 1980.
And what? Why did you decide to create your own characters?
What?
Why?
Actually, you know, the buying the characters from the outside, we're taking more costs, you know.
It was more expensive?
There's restrictions about using the characters, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to, you know, high employ our own designers in our company and ask them to draw our own characters. At that then, you know, they can use our characters really freely and with no limit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
So who is your oldest character?
Maybe at this moment, maybe after the character name is Bobby Soxer. The character of the candies or something like that. The candies were sweets or something like that. It was released in March of 1980. But that time the character was really simple, you know.
Mm-hmm. So did it take off? Was it popular? Or did you have to create more characters before people started noticing?
Yeah, at that time the character Bobby Soxer was really familiar in the market. So we changed some designs so many times or something like that. Now that's during this time, we also decided to create another characters to, you know, they improve our category of the products.
Mm-hmm.
So at the time that we produced the characters, such called, the character's name is an aquamarine, with the character of the dolphins, or the Mary, the character named Mary Berry, with the motif of the, you know, the heart symbol.
Okay.
That.
So it's on one website, it says that you create more than 30 characters a month, and over 800 characters have been created since the 80s.
Yeah, actually, there's small, you know, the mistakes, you know, we really create our characters a lot, but the, for example, last year, we only created about 40 characters in a year.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you had a mistake about that amount.
Okay, but I was just wondering, if you created so many characters, not necessarily over 800, but do you retire them or do you bring them back?
Yes, and on the before, you know, really, you know, they create so many characters in the mountains and release the one character in a month and finish in 1 month or 2 months, something like that. So that's what we were. Doing in our business, so so many characters were released from our company, but retired so many. That's true.
Do you ever sell the characters to other people, like so they can use the?
Basically, no. Basically, we do not sell the, you know, the old rights of the characters to another company. We didn't sell. We purchase sell our characters for under the license agreement, but we never sold the characters itself to another company.
So I was wondering, who decides what gets to be a character? I imagine you have a lot of people creating on a continual basis.
Mm-hmm.
So who decides? Okay, well, we're gonna do a stationery and pencil case and pencils with this guy. This guy looks really cute, and I like him. Who decides that?
In our company, we have the, you know, the design room for the drawing and the characters. This time we have about the 30 designers in our company. So they, you know, they draw the designs day by day, and some kind of, you know, the kind of the competitions in our designer's room, and choose the maybe one or two designs among the 50 or 100 designs.
Mm-hmm.
After that, the staff called the planning division, that they decide to which items should be in the manufacturers with those characters.
Okay. So the other question is, how do they decide what's going to be accepted? Like, does it have to carry a specific message, or does somebody say, oh, that's really adorable, I love that?
Actually, when our designer drew their own characters before we released characters, the designers themselves can consider, have their own idea, how they create the character itself, and also including the message of the characters in it. So after they draw the characters with message, and then after that, we staff and another staff together and get together and decide how we promote them.
Okay. So when did you start to notice an increase in sales in North America?
In North America, maybe the business yet around maybe 10, 15 years only.
And do you think a lot of that is just people who are homesick that are transplanted from Japan, or do you think it's like different cultures being interested in the Japanese art?
Actually, when we start the business with the customers in North America, the most of the people who buy our characters were the Japanese living in the U.S. or something like that. So at times we were in the considering to sell our products to the Japanese, the fool is thinking, you know, such kind of a homesick or something like that. But and after that, maybe, you know, after there's the Tare Panda, there are characters who are getting more popular in North America. So after that, the Japanese people in the U.S. can, you know, the understand our characters and they are starting to buy our products together.
It's funny you should mention the Terry Pandas, because I totally love the Terry Pandas, but mm-hmm. the character that I see on the street more often, like more than the Terry Pandas or any other thing, is the two pigs, the black and white pigs, the mo what are they called?
The character name is the Monokuro Boo.
Yeah, Boo, Kuro Boo, that's right. I see those all the time on the street, like people with bags and all sorts of stuff, but I barely ever see Terry Pandas anywhere.
Yeah. Actually, the first release of the Terry Panda was already 10 years ago. And also, when we started with business of the Terry Panda, when we released the Terry Panda, the reputation was too much big in the Japanese market and also the overseas market. So at that time, the way maybe you saw so many, the Terry Pandas, the market. But after that, the time goes by, the situation changed. So now that the Monokuro Boo, the first release was 3 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Only 3 years ago. But the reputation was so good, so maybe, we always trying to release the new characters in the market. So, our customers know our system of that release, so they can usually find the latest characters in the market.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why maybe the you cannot find so many Terry Panda items in the market right now.
What would you say is your oldest character that's still out there? Because you said the Terry Panda is 10 years old. There's mm-hmm. I was online and I saw another character called Pinny Moo that came out like in 87. Who is your oldest character that's still around?
In that case, maybe the Pinny Moo was released about 20 years ago. And also this Pinny Moo was really the big hit in the Japanese market.
What's the story of Pinny Moo? He's like a little bear?
Yeah, a little bear. At that time, that around 20 years, we didn't set up the background stories of each character.
Oh, okay.
They only show cuteness of the characters itself. So actually, it's really difficult for us to explain the overall the stories of these characters at this moment.
Do you think that Pinny Moo was based on Winnie the Pooh?
At times, maybe not only Japan, and maybe for when we create the characters, maybe it is really easier for us to consider the new characters with the motifs of from the animals, such as bears, cats, or dogs, or rabbits,
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's why the original designer of this Pinny Moo decided to choose the bears as the characters. But after I don't think that she had intended to make the similar characters with the Winnie the Pooh.
Okay, curious. I'm just curious also about how other cultures in the world view San X. Do you find that, say, for example, you have really good sales in Germany, but, France is not so interested? Or like in England, there's a big rush on those little black and white pigs, but, they don't care for the Terry Pandas. Is it different culturally around the world?
Sometimes it does. Actually, before, maybe you can see our characters is really the Japanese-oriented characters. So maybe the people in our Asian countries such as the Taiwan or the Hong Kong or the Singapore, they can understand the concept of the characters easier, than another area. So the people of the Asian country can accept their character really easier. But as the European market or the American market, as I told you, that first time that we started our business in those areas, most of the buyer, the customer who buy our products were the Japanese people living in their area. But recently, the situation of this might be changed. So recently, the more the U.S. customers really the founder of our characters.
Yeah, because like within the past, I would say 7 or 8 years, manga comics have reached like a real mainstream success. I would say probably with the advent of Pokemon.
Yeah, at that time, it's maybe, you know, especially for the, you know, the Europe or something, that had a kind of the comic books of the Pokemon or something that's really popular. I know it. But the actually, our characters, our characters, we do not have the any comic books or the animations or something like that, you know, before we release our characters. So actually, at that moment, it was really, you know, difficult for us to explain the images or the concept of the characters to those market at that time.
Yeah. So what are your offices like? You were saying that you have like a planning room and a creation room?
And we have the designer's room, full one floor. There are around the 30 designers, you know, designing room and drawing the designs almost every day.
So what happens when a creator creates something that becomes very popular? For example, the woman that created the Terry Pandas?
Mm-hmm.
Did she get a raise? Does she still work for you?
Actually, when the Terry Pandas, there was a really big hit for us. So the at first, then she got some kind of the extra, you know, the wages for drawing the Terry Pandas that time. But I do not know the how much or she got or something. I don't know yet.
Oh yeah, no, of course not.
Yeah, and also the so releasing the Terry Pandas two or three years later, she quit the Sanix company and made her own company.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so it's already the independent company, you know, and she's still, you know, the manning that company. So
that's interesting.
Making, you know, the another characters at this moment.
Yeah. So one of the things I noticed about a lot of your characters is that it seems that they stem from a very spiritual place. Like Monokurobu was created to heal those who are tired of the world, whereas Minkanbuya was created for people who leave home and are working on their own. Mm-hmm. Is that important for all your creations, that they make people feel better?
Actually, recently, you know, they usually try to create characters, you know, with some kind of the messages to the customers. The most of the message that we are going to deliver to the customer is to, you know, to look for it or to go more the positive or something like that. Usually, so we try to, you know, include the message or something like that. But the actually the best idea of the message is, you know, the idea of the, you know, the designers themselves, so so they can consider you know, about the situation of the market or something like that, so they can consider how to, you know, they encourage the, you know, the customers with using their characters.
Oh, okay. It's a good idea. Like, because one of the characters is like Tissue San, so he helps, you know, promote use of tissues.
Hey, actually, that character is a really old character. And when we release that characters, you know, maybe you can find the our characters are the mostly, you know, based from the animals, you know? But the Tissue San was a different one. So at that time, we were trying to make some another set of the characters at the moment. So we choose such a kind of the tissue boxes for the motif of the characters. And in every house, they have the tissue in the boxes for their years. So maybe that motif is really familiar for the everybody. Huh?
Yeah, I made a good impression.
Yes, we decided to use that character. So maybe at the time, maybe the message to use the tissues for the proper time and the proper timing might be included, but that was not the main reason for creating that character, such as the tissue sound. Yeah.
So how is it decided when a new series will occur? Because obviously I'm a big fan of Terry Panda, and so sometimes I notice he's like surrounded by flowers, and other times he's eating candy, and sometimes it's in clover, or sometimes he's in a hot spring hot tub.
When we continue the business of the characters, maybe it is one of the ideas to continue the same designs for a long time. This is one of the way. Usually we sometimes try to change the ideas of the designs or in certain times. So not only in the Terry Panda, all the characters will continue. We started our own design for the first time, and later we changed the main design with the certain motifs, such kind of flowers, or the motifs of the hot springs, or some other things. So we can change, at the time we can change the images of the characters itself. So maybe the customers can choose our products more, the wider the categories from our lineups,
Yeah, of course. It's always good to have choice. Mm-hmm. I was also curious about your character, Beer-chan. Were you trying to appeal to the male consumer with Beer-chan?
That was the character Beer-chan. Of course, I have to say the character doesn't mean to encourage the child to drink the beer or something like that. That was not the concept. The concept of that character was to in the houses, the every children can see their parents, especially the father, drink the beer in a home or something like that. So maybe small children like to pretend, to what their parents are doing. So that character's concept is to pretend, they drink the beer like their father or something like that.
To me, a lot of your characters are very cute and sweet. They appeal to girls and women. I was wondering if you had any characters that you find boys or men more.
Basically, we create the characters, for girls, as most of the girls like to, use those characters. But sometimes we use try to create the characters for boys. And such a kind of S-Perks released in 1982, the Afro-Can, which was released in 2001. We sometimes release the characters for boys, but maybe mostly more than 90% of the characters we release were basically for girls. But recently, in the market, there's so many boys or the more girls like to use the characters, such as such kind of the Monokurabu or something like that. So the boys now using our characters in the market.
Mm-hmm. Funny you mentioned Afro-Ken. When I first saw him, I was a little surprised because he's like a brown dog with a giant afro. And his name is Afro-Ken, which is very similar to African. What was the creator trying to accomplish with this creation?
The name of the Afro-Ken, the Afro, means some kind of the hairstyle, the Afro hair, right?
Yeah.
That is also the Ken, it means Japanese name of the dog, Dog in Japanese is inu, but sometimes we call that word as a ken. So at the time, the Afro dog, that means Afro ken.
Yes.
So maybe we didn't mention that the South kind of African or something like that. We never, think about that. But at the time, the way we released that characters, they wanted to use the motif of the dogs for the first, you know, and maybe, you know, to make the changes in the dogs, we decided to change, you know, their, you know, the hairstyles. So
yeah, he does have different hairstyles.
Yeah, so hairstyles. So maybe the main character of this character, this Afro game, where they're using the Afro hair, and maybe we can find the some of the dogs was using the, some kind of the curly hair or something like that. So there were so many variations of the hairstyles that this character was, maybe I should say, wearing or something like that. So,
What would you say is your most popular character right now?
And this one is the most famous popular character of Sonic the Redemption is Rira Kuma.
Oh, no way. That's funny.
Yeah.
And Rila Kuma is like this man in a bear costume?
Yeah. Actually, there are so many rumors, you know, in the market that the inside of Rila Kuma, maybe the man was inside or something like that, but actually...
But I saw a flash animation from Sanex.
Even though, you know, I'm in a Sanex, but I do not know what the Rila Kuma exactly is. So it's kind of a mystery. Maybe this is the only the answer. Only the designer, she only knows, but she never, you know, the... that secret at this moment.
So has she ever talked about it? Doesn't the Japanese press want to know?
Yeah. Actually, we can talk, you know, about the basic stories of the Rira Kuma, but she never, you know, show what is exactly.
Oh, okay.
In the Rira Kuma or something like that. So,
nobody knows.
We cannot give you, the exact comment about this.
Oh, that's okay. I understand. Because another question I had, and you said that you've never done any comics for any of these characters earlier. Now?
Actually, at this moment, you know, we have so many, you know, the character comics in the market. But when we released the characters first, at that time we did not have any comics or something like that. You know, we started our characters with sharing the. Only stationaries or some kind of the press toys or something like that. After checking the reputation of these characters, one of the writers' business, the publishing company decides to, you know, to publish the comic books. So the character comes first, and the comic books.
Oh, of course.
Later,
yeah, that makes sense. But do they have comics? Do some of them have comics? Because at home I have a Terry Panda book, but it's like, it's just drawings of Terry Pandas. It's not really stories or comics.
So maybe when we, you know, release the, you know, the comic books, a little bit different with, you know, the usual comic books, I guess. Maybe you saw the comic books of the Terry Panda. You know, that you can show so many variations of the styles of the Terry Panda.
Yeah, it's like an art book.
Yeah, some kind of the short messages for each design, you know?
Yeah.
And make the customers to, you know, to consider and imagine, you know, that themselves, you know, where the story comes next or something like that. So this is the Rira Kuma. We have already released the six, you know, the comics books in the market.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's right. But each comic books does not have the long stories, you know. We can read the designs only one page by one page. So
yeah.
The one page, you know, they have the images of the Rira Kuma and that went, and with some kind of the short messages, you know, when you're tired, maybe you can relax more or something like that. So the customer reads that one, and imagine what they like, you know.
Yes. Is Rila Kuma the only one with a comic book?
No. As I told you, you will find the Terry Panda, something so, and also we have the comic books for recently, and also we have the one of the Monokuro Boo, and also the...
I really, really want to see these.
And also the... Actually, recently, so many comic books are releasing from the, you know, the publishers at this moment. So Rirakuma and also the Mame Goma.
Oh, I love Mame Goma.
Yes, also we have the, at this moment, the four comic books, you know, the Mame Goma.
And also that's the seals.
Toshi Kerori, the character of the, you know, the frogs.
Oh, the frogs, okay.
Yeah, we already have the three comic books. The latest one is the character called the Kamono Hashikamo. The character of the duck bears, you know, some kind of the bird in Australia. That was released only 1 year ago. There was already, you know, they have the comic books of that character in the market.
Okay. Mm. That's exciting. I didn't know that.
So maybe, as I told you, the first we released the, you know, the stationaries were the press stores for the first in the market, and after the checks, you know, the reputation, you know, the publisher decides to release the comic books. So recently, maybe the publishers, each publishing company, really like, you know, to use our characters for,
yes,
their comic books.
Yeah, I can imagine. So can you explain Nyanko to me? The cats that are food?
Nyanko.
Oh, sorry, Nyanko.
I think we're pronounced. The character was the one with, you know, the old, the old characters for the Sanex, you know. Maybe the first release was at around the 88 or 9 years ago, or something like that.
And they only change into food and school supplies?
Actually, the concept of the Nyanko is the cat, you know, they really like to, you know, the morphing, you know, the changing their sides in the something else. Mm-hmm. So sometimes, you know, they change, try to morphing into food, or sometimes morphing into some another. The
like a pencil or an eraser?
Yes, actually, there's so many series Nyanko in the past. So maybe not only in food, and also sometimes they change some kind of the trains or the airplane cards or something like that.
Well, it says you can't eat them. Like, even though they change into food, you're not allowed to eat them. Because when I saw them, I was like, this is very strange,
yeah.
You know?
Actually, the concept of the Nyanko was, you know, the morphing, the cat morphing into the something else, and enjoying themselves. So we never, you know, intended to, you know, the eating them or something. This is the first time for us to ask about it, you know, questions of that. So,
well, it's food, you know, like we just, as I don't know, I saw it as food, and I'm like, it's weird. The cat is in the food, like we're supposed to eat the cat.
Actually, after you know, you said so. So maybe, you know, I can, you know, think so, but the basic concepts, you know, of this character was just only with, you know, the morphing and pretending.
Yeah, pretending.
Yeah, only pretending. So pretending, and maybe, you know, the pretending or the hiding.
Well, cats are crafty. I really love One Room, which is like dogs, but they're furniture.
That concept is making the every furniture in the room, you know, the with the dogs. You know. There's so many, you know, the fans of the One Room at that time, they asked us to create the, you know, the real the furniture, such as the big cushion, there was something like that.
Yeah.
But at that time, we didn't succeed to, you know, to produce those items for the customers.
Yeah, well, mostly the things I get are small. They're not very big.
Yeah, really the small ones, you know, only small ones. Mm.
So when did One Room get created? And is that a morphing thing too? The dog just likes to morph into furniture?
Yeah, that's the first release. You know, there was the One Room was maybe at around 60 years. The character continues only for around 3 years. After that, we do not have any plan at this moment to release the new ones.
Oh, really?
At this moment.
Oh, that's too bad.
I'm not sure, but at this time, we do not have any plan, you know, to, you know, the revise those characters in the market.
Oh, that makes me sad. I like One Room.
Actually, there are so many, you know, the characters right, right now, the handling. It makes some limitations, you know, of the handling the characters. Even though we have the restorative designers, you know, the, in our company, it is really difficult to create so many characters in one time. So we have to decide which one to release in the time by time.
Yes, of course. One of the characters I first saw was Baru Baru Dog. And I'm confused because it looks like somebody hits it. It's a shivering, sad, it's got the tears in its eyes, and like, but then when I read about it, it says that it radiates pure love, but I don't feel that when I look at that dog.
Yeah, actually, you know, the Boo Boo Dog was released, you know, after the Tare Panda. You know, at the times, you know, we're releasing so many characters, of the animals. The bulbul dog, and you know, the dog, you know, of course, is a dog, and the bulbul in Japanese means the shivering, you know.
Yeah, shivering, yeah. How is that love?
So the means with the shivering dogs is that the concept of the character was that small dog is really, you know, the afraid, you know, of seeing, looking the small bags or something like that. When, you know, the dogs looking the some small bags, they shiver, you know, they with some kind of afraid or something.
Mm-hmm.
So that character doesn't mean to beaten by other nuts. that was a nut. That's already the shivering.
It's just scary,
you know.
Yeah.
Something, you know.
It's. I mean, admittedly, I come from a totally different culture, so I see these things.
I guess so. Maybe Japan, you can, you know, understand. Yeah, sometimes for the outside Japan, really difficult, you know, to make the some kind of the misunderstanding, you know.
Yes.
The concepts of the characters. Maybe the verbal dog is one of the example, and also the, you know, the we mentioned that the nyanyanyanko.
Yeah.
So this is also the one of the, you know, the examples.
Well, it's just, to me, it's pretty wonderful, though, because now, you know, your culture is being introduced to my culture, and I'm learning, you know, I experience, and I grow to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. I think it's really interesting. Another question I had is, have any of your creators created more than one character? So, like, for example, maybe the Terry Panda creator also created the peach or the cactus character.
One designer, you know, not only making, you know, the one design. You know, they're always trying to, you know, they create, you know, the new characters. You know,
but can you give me some examples, like, of
examples,
the same creator?
It's just a kind of the, you know, the designer of the Afro-Can.
Yes.
Also, he wrote the another character, such as the Tofofona Inu.
Is that the dog with the tire on his head?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
The same designer's wrote. And also, some kind of the designers of the Rira Kuma.
Yeah?
Also, she has wrote the characters of the called the Amaguri-chan, the character of the chestnut.
Out of all of the characters, my favorite of all time is still the Terry Pandas. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering when they were created. You said 10 years ago?
Terry Panda was released in the actual. The first release was 11 years ago.
11.
So we celebrated the 10th anniversary of the last year.
I read somewhere that she created them to make Japanese people feel happy, to feel like they see them and they smile. It makes them feel good.
When she drove the Terry Panda for the first time, she was, I've heard that she was really tired, you know, of the creating the new characters. She drew that kind of the style of the panda for the character. Maybe after checking the characters, the, you know, the concept was really, really interesting for us, and giving the, you know, adding some one or two sentences to, you know, the encourage, you know, the customer who saw that character. That would be a really good idea for us, you know, to promote that character at the time.
I have a claymation DVD of Terry Pandas,
uh-huh.
And I also read there's an animated series for the Terry Pandas as well.
Actually, that is the only one that we have, you know, that makes the animation with the Terry Panda.
No other characters that you've done that with?
Yeah. With the another characters, you know, that we had released the animation series with the Kogepan. Last week, we started broadcasting of the new animation of the Mamegoma in Japan.
Oh, excellent.
Started last week.
That's really cool. What does he do? What does the Mamegoma do?
The basic idea of the Mamegoma exists. You know, we have decided to, you know, the create the another, you know, the stories, you know, of the Mamegoma only for the animations. So maybe, you know, the, in one town, you know, there were so many of, you know, the Mamegoma with their own, the horse families, and maybe they will, you know, try to draw the, you know, the daily life of the Mamegoma and with the.
Now, when you do these cartoons, is your audience for kids? Because I'm an adult, and I love that claymation DVD of the Terry Pandas.
The Mamegoma, the animation for the that was targeted for the kids. The, maybe, you know, the Terry Panda was a clay animation, was more targeted for the adult people, you know?
Yeah. So when I was doing research for this interview, I noticed that you changed the face of the Terry Pandas for the 10th anniversary, that you created a chibi panda, and now the other pandas have different eyes. Mm-hmm. Is this how the Terry Pandas are going to look for now, like from now on?
Yeah, actually, you know, the 10 years ago, you know, the, when we released the Terry Panda for the first time, you know, the, of course, the, you know, the original designers of the Terry Panda was, you know, continues to draw the new design of the Terry Panda for the, so many years. But the last year, then we released the, you know, the new series of the 10th anniversary. You know, the, we didn't ask, you know, the original designers at that time.
Mm-hmm.
We have decided to create this new Terry Panda to celebrate the 10th anniversary. So the, you know, the every designers, all the designers in our designers' room have their drawn the their own Terry Pandas.
Oh, cool!
So sometimes maybe the 30 or the 40, you know, the ideas was a new Terry Panda was, you know, the in our designers' room, designing room, and the, after that we decided to use the ones for the release for the celebrating the 10th anniversary.
Do you find that they're selling better than the classic Terry Panda stuff?
You know, actually, the 10th anniversary was some kind of the limited version. So the total quantity is not so, you know, the big, you know, the compared with the, you know, the original version. So maybe the sales itself was, you know, the so-so, at the time, but not so big, you know, compared with the previous ones.
And what about the chibi panda, the one with the big head and the little body?
Yeah, that's her. So maybe the concept, you know, of the chibi panda, chibi means, you know, the small, or the, in another word, in the Japanese, maybe some kind of the, means, you know, the child. So the chibi, maybe the images of the chibi panda is that is the child of the original Terry Panda.
You were mentioning that the creator of Afroken also created Tohoho Na Dog.
Yes.
Why does he have a tire on his head?
That's the looks of the character is really funny. You know, that's the point that the, you know, the combining the two, you know, the another things in one. But the with the another one, the he can wear the anything else. That, you know, design so many, you know, the variation of the Tohoho Na in at the time. So. So they can change so many, you know, things for wearing the, some kind of the hat or something like that. So they can change the, you know, the looks, depending on the situation.
That makes sense. So I wanted you to explain to me one of the new characters I saw online. It was like a stick man with a big white head.
You mean Niji no Muko?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, actually, this is one of the, not, you know, the latest ones, but at the time, you know, the Terry Panda, you know, the our designers really, you know, they like to, you know, create the new character with adding the some kind of messages into the, you know, design. So, actually, that was the Niji no Muko, the power, the strength of the character of itself was not so strong, but the, know, the, so many, you know, the customers were really like to read the message, you know, the including into the, you know, the designs.
So it's more about what he's saying and not about what he looks like.
You know, at that time, sorry, there was an easing of God, maybe the concepts, you know, the characters, when, you know, they are tired, they can see the rainbows. You know, the actors, Nizi means a rainbow, you know, in Japanese, and they can find the rainbow and continue to work more positively. So the in that character, you know, the some of these those the message was, you know, included, you know, in the design itself.
I find Kojapan a very interesting character because his motivation and personality are everywhere I read on different sites are different. One website would say that he went wrong, he took a slipshod manner for everything, but he's changing his attitude. Whereas another site would say he is apathetic, sad, and pessimistic, and he finds joy, but it is short-lived. So I can't decide if he's like a bad guy or he's just really sad. But basically, I just want to explain briefly just that he's a piece of burnt bread. He's like a burnt bread man.
The concept of the kogepan was, you know, the bread was the overbaked, you know, the, in the bakery. So the others are overbaked, so they cannot, you know, the sold in the shops, you know.
Yeah.
He was, you know, the hideaway, you know, from the shops. So, you know, maybe at that time, maybe, you know, the concept of the kogepan, he goes wrong, you know. Maybe really, you know, cannot to be too much optimistic, you know, about his life. He realized that there are so many, you know, the friends, you know, around him. They can find so many, you know, the interesting things and or the really good things, you know, around him. The idea of the kogepan is that even though, you know, we failed something in our daily life, we did not need to be so much pessimistic about them. Maybe we can find something good, you know, there around than us, and can be more, you know, optimistic about, you know, their life. That is what, you know, we want to see in the to deliver as a message of the kogepan. Mostly, maybe you can find many of our characters, you know, they're not the first trick. Maybe you can find so many, you know, the pessimistic, you know, the part, you know, of the characters. But mostly, usually, you know, trying to, you know, be encourage the customers or the fans of these characters to see and find, you know, something good is waiting for you.
I find it really interesting because to me, your competition is Sanrio, which is Hello Kitty. And I don't, like, I find their characters very boring and they don't seem to have, like, any spirit or any kind of personality compared to the San X characters.
They were always trying to do some kind of the different things, you know. Maybe the release of so many characters in a year is one of the way for us, and also adding the certain message for each character. This is also one of the idea to make the certain distinguishment from the characters released from the, you know, the Sanrio.
Could you explain Goringo?
Goringo were the
they're apples, right?
Their new character released last year. That character was some kind of collaboration with the TV station of Japan. The apple in Japanese is called Ringo.
Oh, okay.
So the gorilla and plus the apple means the Ringo. The name of the Goringo is the combination of these two words.
And do you have any other new characters that are coming out in 2009?
At this moment, Rirakuma is the number one character from the Sun X right now. So at this moment, we are going to release the new designs of the Rirakuma. It was releasing in February.
Well, thank you very much for your time. This was very informative.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Good night.
Yeah, thank you.